I was wondering if you could start off by telling us a little bit about your music, musical influences, and the music that you make, stuff like that.
Okay, well, I grew up as a fiddle player, so I got really deep into a lot of different fiddle styles, old time, bluegrass, a little bit of Scottish music, Canadian style, stuff like that. When I moved to Nashville, I kind of started to fall in love with songwriting, and I was already kind of playing some old-time songs and traditional songs, and so I sort of made that transition from just playing fiddle, being an instrumentalist, to more having a more focus on songwriting, and so now I kind of do that in combination. So my music is really song-driven, but it also incorporates a lot of traditional kind of instrumental elements, I would say.
Cool. And how long have you been doing the songwriter thing?
It's kind of been a gradual thing. So I guess I started writing songs when I was 20 or 21. So maybe 7 or 8 years.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'd like to talk about the new EP. It's a really, really good recording. I like it a lot. And that first song is called Tent City, and it tells the story of a homeless man living in a tent and the story of how he got there. I was wondering what the inspiration for that song was.
Well, actually, I was just driving by that intersection that I mentioned in the first line, where the 65 meets the 24. Those are two kind of major highways that go through Nashville, and I was driving, and under this underpass there's this giant tent city under there that I hadn't noticed before. And I don't know if that it was just that I was taking a new route, or that tent city had kind of grown in size to be pretty significant, but I was like, wow, just kind of struck by that image. We have a really big kind of boom happening in Nashville right now. So tons of people are moving to town, and we have a lot of new businesses and a lot of new wealth kind of coming into the city, and a lot of higher end housing going up, a lot of neighborhoods flipping. So it's interesting to see the way that affects different populations in the city. You know, there's a lot of anger about the way that wealth is being distributed to the residents, and or not being distributed throughout the different residential populations, and people kind of having to move further and further out of town. So that's kind of the inspiration behind that song.
But 65 meets 24 in the underpass of that corridor, there's Tent City. Out on the street I sell the news, in my flannel shirt and my busted up shoes, yeah, I stay busy. At the end of the day I walk me home with a few more dollars to call my own back to Tent City. Ripped up seams and rained on sheets and a ragged old mattress and a roof that leaks. Well, it ain't too pretty.
Well, the title track off the EP is Thanksgiving, and doing a little reading about you, it seems like social justice issues are very important to you, and I find it striking that you wrote into the song this sort of ironic juxtaposition of the holiday of Thanksgiving and the Dakota Pipeline Access protests, and I was wondering if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
I think you kind of addressed it. Social justice issues are a big part of my songwriting, and it's not really something that I necessarily aim for. It's just kind of something that happens because those issues hit me on a really emotional level, and you know, that tends to kind of fuel the songwriting process. So that song, I think I started it, I guess it was 2 years ago now, or maybe even about 2 years ago, around Thanksgiving, when I was reading about the Dakota Access Pipeline fight. And this was kind of before I think Obama eventually called off the military. Mm-hmm. And he kind of put a stop to the construction. Of course, that was overturned as soon as Trump took office. But, like, at that time, he still hadn't done that. And I was just like reading this story. I was in Chicago at home with my family for Thanksgiving, reading this story and just going, this is so ridiculously wrong that on this holiday, you know, where we're supposed to be celebrating this supposed friendship, you know, I don't know how realistic that is, but that we can't even look at this issue as a society and go, like, this is wrong. You know, these people have rights, and we don't need to put capitalist greed, especially, you know, greed that's also really harming the planet and is so clearly a short-term fix for a long-term problem in terms of the energy crisis. But
Right. Anyway,
so it just kind of, the irony of it was so incredible to me. I was like, this is just insane. And I ended up finishing that song at a really cool songwriter retreat called the Stetson Kennedy Center, which is in Florida. And that is a retreat that I was kind of asked to come do specifically because I have sort of a social justice bent to my songwriting. So Stetson Kennedy was a writer who infiltrated the KKK and wrote a book about it. And he was a close friend of Woody Guthrie. And so he has this property in Florida where Woody Guthrie would come down and write a lot. And since he's passed away, the trust is kind of using it to fund songwriters and artists to come down and do kind of artistic work surrounding social justice issues.
There's a long black snake headed across the way. She's got black sludge in her belly, steel across her chest. She's brutal and she's careless, making canyons out of cracks. But the money flows in behind her, covers up the tracks.
That's awesome. I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah,
place.
It's a pretty incredible spot.
I love it. All right. Well, the album takes some twists and turns a little bit here. You go from a pretty heavy subject and protests and all that kind of stuff, and then it switches up to Madison, Tennessee, which is a pretty light tune, but it's wonderful, and it's a John Hartford song. But it also features Molly Tuttle, and I was wondering about the collaboration there and how that whole thing came about.
Yeah, well, Molly's a good friend of mine, and we had a really cool opportunity to do like a co-build tour of the UK and Ireland last year. So we kind of put together a duo show based on our individual solo shows. So we used each other's original songs, and we would back each other up on each other's songs. And then we also wanted to kind of do a few songs that were special for that tour, just things we could work up to really do as more of a collaboration. And this is one of the songs I brought to her because I live in Madison, Tennessee, and I live just a few doors down from John Hartford's old house, and he's a huge musical hero of mine. So I just love that song because it makes me feel so happy about, you know, my home and excited about it. And I love hearing his perspective on the neighborhood that I live in, you know. So, so we kind of worked that up, and we had a lot of fun playing it. We toured it for maybe two and a half weeks, and we played it every night, you know, so we kind of got really comfy with it. And then when I was doing the EP, I had called Molly in to play on Tent City because I thought she would be a great guitar player for that song since it's so bluegrassy. And while we were in there, I was like, you know, some people are saying, like, you know, three songs is just really short for an EP. Maybe we should do another one. And she's like, let's do Madison, Tennessee. And since we had it, you know, under our fingers already. And so we just kind of, it was kind of spontaneous, actually. But I'm really glad we ended up recording it and have a record of that.
See, find my way back to my home in
right. So the last song on there is Times Like These, and I thought it was kind of similar to Thanksgiving, and kind of had a more modern kind of feel about it. It seems like it's a song about finding solace in family and loved ones, and I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about that and the lyrics and what you're going for with that song.
Yeah, I think that song is really a lot about gratitude, which is why I thought it would be great to include on this EP. It's just about, you know, in the midst of all of these kind of dark things happening in the world, what is it that we're really going for? What is it that's like sustaining us through these hard times, and trying to remember to be grateful for those things rather than just focus on, you know, all of the negative things that are happening. So it's just, yeah, it's about love really. And, the importance of love and the importance of turning to love when, you know, things aren't going well in the world, and using it to kind of fuel you to continue fighting.
The warmth of a new day, the chance for change.
Well, do you have any new projects coming up, tours, recordings, anything like that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, well, I'm headed back to the UK in January, and I'm excited about that, bringing my trio over. And I have the EP release show at the Station Inn in Nashville at the end of February, and then I'll be touring throughout the States basically for the rest of the year, so I'll be all over the place, and hopefully coming out west as well in May and June. So
great.
I will be announcing those as they get confirmed.
All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about? How can we find your music and find you on the internet and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure. So my website is rachelbayman.com, and my social media is just at Rachel Bayman on Instagram, and it's all very straightforward. Bayman is B-A-I-M-A-N, and I have a t-shirt for sale now that's a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. It's a No Shame t-shirt. It's a kind of a play on my album Shame, so you can check that out on my website as well.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right, well, I think that's good. That's all the questions I had for you.
Cool, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for connecting with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Madison's a good old place. Country.